Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A big welcome for the Knicks this afternoon. Fans gathering at Westchester County Airport when their plane arrived, bringing them home from San Diego and their big victory last night. 53 years of loss and frustration were finally erased by the Knicks, and it's been a nonstop party after the team locked up this season's NBA championship with a Game 5 takedown of the Spurs. After that, some fans did get out of hand, the NYPD reporting 63 arrests.
Overnight, after the Knicks clinched that historic win, thousands of fans storming the streets of New York City. The celebrations getting rowdy at times. Fans climbing on top of buses and scaling traffic signals. And chaos unfolding. Police confirming a 17-year-old was shot during the celebrations at West 42nd Street and Broadway. Three people of interest are in custody, and police say a firearm was recovered at the scene.
Officials say they had to rush the wounded teenager to the hospital in a squad car because the ambulance couldn't get through the crowds. That was correspondent Rena Roy. Now, fans can hardly be blamed for being excited after thirsting for another NBA title for over half a century. That includes Mayor Mamdani, who preferred to accentuate the positive in a post-game chat with 1010 Winds this morning.
The vast majority of Knicks fans who are celebrating responsibly, who have been waiting an entire lifetime for this moment. And as you said, there were a few New Yorkers who behaved in a manner that was unacceptable. And we've said time and again, there's no tolerance for attacking individuals on the street, for violence, whether it be in general or against police officers.
And now clear your calendars for this Thursday, Knicks fans. Mayor Mamdani has announced one of the city's signature ticker tape parades in honor of the team and its 2026 championship. That'll be followed by a city hall ceremony where the Knicks will be awarded keys to the city. And the mayor says municipal buildings across the five boroughs will be lit up in Knicks blue and orange. Now, it was yet another fourth quarter double-digit comeback for the Knicks over San Antonio. New York let fans do a little nail-biting again on their way to clinching the title.
Jalen Brunson playing like the king of New York.
Brunson drives, Brunson shoots, ties the game.
He finished the game with 45 points, 15 of them in the fourth quarter.
The floater's up and good! Jalen Brunson with another answer!
Jalen embraced by his father and Knicks assistant coach Rick Brunson, sharing that championship moment.
What does it mean to you to get to experience this with your dad alongside you?
The world.
In the five NBA Finals games, Brunson averaged 32 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals, earning him the honor of the Finals' most valuable player.
Correspondent Trevor Ault. Stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM this week. We'll keep you up to date with the latest details on the Knicks ticker tape parade. And speaking of parades, New York's Puerto Rican pride on display today in Midtown. The Puerto Rican Day Parade now making its way up Fifth Avenue, the nation's biggest such annual cultural event. Now, between the Knicks and the city's rich Puerto Rican heritage, it's a twin celebration for New York today, as Mayor Mamdani told Channel 7 Eyewitness News earlier.
The Knicks, we've been waiting for a championship since 1973. Jose Alvarado, an incredible player on the team, is also a shining light of the Puerto Rican community here in New York City. We're so happy to celebrate it all.
Puerto Rican pride is on full display, and dancers like Octavia couldn't be happier to perform.
This is my second year doing the New York Puerto Rican Parade. I love seeing all the people.
Thousands are celebrating Puerto Rican culture, heritage, and community at the annual parade. This year makes 69 years, and city officials showed up and showed out.
Really proud to be here to march once again to show our pride in the heritage and the story of resilience that comes from the great Puerto Rican people who are New Yorkers.
It's one of the city's largest cultural celebrations.
I remember coming out with my mom and my grandma, so now to do it with my daughter. It's passing the torch in our culture.
Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.